Hello and welcome to the Four Persons. Tonight we're going to be doing a live listen of Lisa Marie Nicole. We're waiting for her to go live, and we're watching her video, Rocking for God. Tonight her guest is Faith O'Brien, and we're just waiting for her to go live. We'll feed in the stream.
There she is.
Volume level on the feed was a little high.
Well, we fixed that now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Rockin' for God with Lisa Marie Nicole. I'm Lisa Marie Nicole. I hope you guys are having a blessed weekend. And I also hope you had a blessed Easter. Happy Easter to everyone. He is risen. And I have a great show for you tonight. Before we get started, the psalm for this week is going to be 95:1. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. I have a wonderful show for you tonight. I have concert pianist. She is also a music director and an author, and I'm sure there's other things about her I'm going to find out tonight that I don't know, and a friend of mine, and her name is Faith O'Brien, and I can't wait to talk to her. So without further ado, let's bring her
Richard,
on.
Just letting you know that Deb Rojas is also a concert pianist.
Hi, Lisa, how are you?
Did not know that.
I'm going to get in the car for you for tomorrow.
Okay.
she accidentally left us at my house, so.
Well, I'm glad to have you on finally, and we're going to have some fun tonight, and you're going to play some of your songs for us, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So I got some people on right now, so a lot of people don't know who you are. I talk about you sometimes. I mention your name once in a while when, you know, during choir and stuff. So, let's get started. So those of listening that don't know who you are, you want to tell us a little bit about who you are and your background. You don't have to get into much about everything that you do, because I'm going to ask you the questions about that. So just a little bit about who you are and
Well, right now I'm in my 10th year. I'm starting my 10th year as music director at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church here in Dunellen. And I love being music director. That's the fourth church I've been music director of. And I'm also doing a concert at the Presbyterian Church. They have a 100-year-old Steinway, beautiful piano, the best I've ever played. And I'm doing a concert there two weeks from tomorrow. And it's in the afternoon. So, and I teach piano lessons. I love teaching piano lessons. A lot of times people who are concert pianists don't like to teach. I love to teach, and I bring a lot more to the lessons because I have the performance element too. So I can tell them, you know, when you play something live, there are going to be mistakes. Don't worry about that, because live performances have mistakes.
Yeah.
And I like to tell them that Rubinstein was really angry when they recorded him back probably in the 40s or 50s, and they electronically took out the mistakes. He said, no, you put those back in, because live performances have mistakes.
It's piano playing is very difficult technically, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Played without a mistake.
Yeah. That's great. And of course, I know you're my music director, so of course I know a lot about you. How long have you been playing the piano?
Well, I wasn't allowed to start until the summer after first grade. My teacher said she likes her students. My grade school piano teacher, Mrs. Shine, said she likes to have her students get, you know, first grade out under their belt first. And in fact, for my sixth birthday, my parents gave me a bike, and I was upset because I wanted a piano. So for my seventh birthday in April, I was given a piano, and then I started lessons the summer after that.
Richard, what's a piano for these
my
days?
My next question was actually...
It depends on if you get an upright or if you get a
baby
grand or a full-size grand. I mean, they could go for $10,000, $12,000, $15,000, $18,000, $20,000.
Really?
And I was supposed to touch it, but of course I did. when my mom wasn't around. And I couldn't make sense of the black and white keys. I tried, but I didn't know how to make sense of them. And I would go to church, and if I was a good girl, I could sit up and watch the pianist. And she was making sense of these keys, and I think that's when I decided, got to learn to play the piano.
That's great. And and you, is that your favorite instrument to play? I mean, you've never played anything else, right?
Oh, I love the organ. I love playing the organ. That's the king of instruments. So I did a little bit. I did study violin a little bit, but, you know, you sound like a sick cat when you
play violin. Yeah. You know, my guitar is my favorite.
Rich, I'm going to type in a question I'm going to ask her. Musicians and composers that were a big influence on her. Be interested in seeing what her answer is.
In fact, I have one.
Okay.
I have a little 10-year-old who comes here on Tuesday with her mother. Her mother takes two, and she had picked out Happy Birthday because my birthday was Thursday.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah. So on Tuesday, she had picked out Happy Birthday all on her own and in a nice key. She was playing in the key of F. And I couldn't believe it. I said, that's the best present I could have gotten for her to pick out Happy Birthday like that for me. And before she left, she had to play it again. So.
What about the one you were talking about, the blind student?
Yeah, that was very interesting.
Her?
Yeah, very interesting. She's now enrolled in the School for the Blind up in St. Augustine. But her mother had texted me and said, do you have room to teach my teenage daughter? And I thought to myself, sure, I can fit in another student. And I said, but does she want to learn? Because I don't want to teach kids whose parents want them to learn. I want them to want to learn. So I said, what is her name? How old is she? And does she want to learn? And the mother texted me back. Her name is Riley. She's 14 years old. She really wants to learn, and she's blind. And I'd already said I could take her, so I didn't dare say, sorry, I don't have room.
Yeah.
But what I did was to teach her the scale, C scale, because like Joy to the World is a C scale, descending C scale.
Mm-hmm.
First Noel, and there are a lot of things that with the C scale she can do. So I did that. And then I said, I'd like to get a typewriter, but they're like thousands of dollars, the Braille typewriter. So I found a Braille label maker. I said, that's all I need just to be able to put the letters there. So, and right before she left for school, she said, because I typed out for her a lot of songs and she could read them with one hand and play with the other. And right before she left, she said, would you play Jesus Loves Me? Type that up for me. And I said, sure. So I typed it up and her mom sent it up to school and she was excited to be able to play Jesus Loves Me. She reads Braille better with the right hand. So I said, okay, this one, you read it with your right hand and play it with your left hand. So she was real excited about that. In fact, she said, I want you to come up there and give a concert. Because at her first lesson, I said to her a number of years ago, I thought, I lose either my sight or my hearing, I'd rather have it be my sight because I can still play if I can hear.
Yeah.
And so I played the Star Spangled Banner and a few other things with my eyes closed at her house for her first lesson. And so now I think she wants me to come up and do some things with a blindfold on.
So you know, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a question from John from the Four Persons. He wants to know what musicians or composers have influenced you in your life.
Oh well, I certainly think Chopin. I love Chopin, and I love Beethoven music.
Mm.
I'm not too crazy about Bach, but my 95-year-old lady plays that Bach Prelude Number 1 so beautifully.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was going to ask her to come to my concert and play because I didn't hear a 95-year-old play something so beautifully. But right after her last lesson, she fell and broke her hip.
Ouch.
Yeah, but Father Ramon is going to come to my concert.
Now, Richard, there were two Bachs. Which one is she talking about?
and Anna Mary's going to come and sing Ave.
Nice. Sebastian or
Johann Sebastian.
All right.
Okay.
So you were converted to Catholic faith. I know that. And
it's kind of surprising that she wasn't influenced by him because he had a great deal of influence on Catholic music, right?
He did.
And
probably more than any other of the classical composers.
I like to call the Protestant Notre Dame. And but there were 3,000 different Protestant denominations at that time. So I said, wow, which one is telling me the truth here? And so I was going to different churches and different pastors, and I felt like I was losing my faith because I believed in God the Creator. That's logic. I believed that from reading the Gospels that Jesus was God and man, that he died for our sins, rose as our hope of eternal life. But I talked to various pastors, and I said, how do I know that your church is teaching me the real truth? A friend of mine who I'd gone to high school with, we went to different colleges, ended up teaching in the same high school, and Pat. So I knew Pat more than anybody else, and I said, Pat, you know, she knew I was on a mission to find out which church was telling me the whole truth. So she taught us to look for the truth. And she said, well, why don't you go to talk to a priest? That's one of the Christian denominations. And I knew she was a Christian. There was no question about that. So I talked to a priest, and I told him how little I believed. And he said, that's all you have to believe to anchor your faith, because I felt like I was losing my faith, anchor your faith on the church that was there from the beginning, and then learn more about the church as you go along. And I turned Catholic instantly. I thought, wow, I can anchor my faith on the church that's been there since the beginning.
Pretty sound advice, right, Rich?
So, anyway.
Yes, sir.
I even tell priests this story. I love to tell this story. So thank you for asking.
What is the most thing that you love about, for people that are watching that maybe are interested in the Catholic faith or don't know about it, what is the most thing that draws you to Catholicism?
Well, I think the fact that it's a church that was there from the beginning, and you can see the early church fathers, you can see the first successors of the apostles, their writings, and writings all the way through until now. And our pastor had hands laid on him by the previous generation all the way back 2,000 years. That's really exciting.
You know, Richard, in terms of music and art, I don't think there's any other church that could even compare itself to the Catholic Church in terms of the history, richness of the history of music and art, right?
I think you're absolutely correct.
Because even you look all the way back, the Catholic Church didn't put that into the catechism until 1500 because that's when it was first questioned. But it was believed by people, Catholics all the way through till now still. But that's the Eucharist. That every time you receive a communion, you receive the body and blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. It's a wonderful thing.
I remember you said that to me. You were going up to receive communion. You said, I can't believe what I was missing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's true.
And also, like when I go to the Presbyterian Church, it's a beautiful big church, wonderful acoustics, the Dunellen Presbyterian. But there's no tabernacle there with the body and blood, soul, and divinity of Christ there. You really miss it. You see, wow, there's something missing here.
Definitely.
Well, I didn't tell you that I also I taught too. As I said, I taught right out of college. I taught taught English because I have a degree in English and in music. And I had two classes of honors kids, freshman English, two classes of remedial. These were ninth graders with third to fifth grade reading levels.
Wow.
And I'm right out of this little, you know, I'm just right out of college. And I said to them after a couple of days, I said, you look normal to me. Why are you reading third to fifth grade reading level? We're going to spend every minute of every class bringing those levels up. And, of course, right away I got a little girl every time would say, "You're precious." I said, "Wait a minute, who's precious? This little white lady who thinks she wants to."
Richard Shadow Blaze comments, "Lisa's show rocks. Every episode is amazing and awesome guest." I couldn't agree
nice.
More.
I absolutely agree.
Anyway, I saw a student of mine 25 years later, and he told me, he said, "Miss Flanders," that was my maiden name, "Miss Flanders, if I hadn't had you for freshman English, I would have been dead or in jail." And
wow.
I said to him, I said, "Now tell me your first name," but because he was a great big, you know, teddy bear of a person. And I said, he told me Cleophas. I knew right where he sat. And he had come with a fifth grade reading level and came up 5 years in one school year.
Wow.
Every class came up 2.5 years in the one school year.
Wow.
Anyway, so I wrote a book, and I entitled Better in Jail.
That's impressive.
Because that's exactly...
Very much so.
He would have been better in jail if he hadn't had me. And I've always thought, what a wonderful thing that God allowed me to do there with these kids, because it improved their work skills and everything.
Well, I was going to get into that. That was my next question.
I really think God was leading me because, you know, when she says you're prejudiced, I mean...
Richard, if you got a second, why don't you do a search and see if you can let our listeners know where they could find that book.
And thank God I was able to come back and say, wait a minute, prejudice, you know, I'm going to be helping you. Here are other people who are teachers were letting you goof off.
Well... I want to know what you love most about what you do. I mean, about being a music director and being a pianist. What do you love most about that?
Well, I like working with the people. I love my choir members. I love them all, and I think they all love me. And you know, I love being able to pick the music for all each month I pick out the songs for.
Mm-hmm.
Coming months, and I love to be able to do that.
How
I
long
found
have
it on Amazon.
Now you said you were at four different churches.
I'll be starting my 10th year
okay.
at St. John.
We will
add
that. Just send that link to me by Facebook. I'll add it later to the show notes.
Down in Leesburg for 5 years, and then for about 12 years, I was music director of St. Mary's up in Park Forest, Illinois, and started out at St. Agnes in Chicago Heights, Illinois. We moved down from Chicago suburbs, yeah.
Well, I know people are waiting to hear you play, so let's play. So you do a couple songs, and then I'll come back and ask you some more questions, and I'm going to play my song, Just Believe, also
awesome.
A little bit
okay.
later on. So, why don't you just play, you can play like three songs if you want. And
I think I'll play a little bit of Russell's Spring, just a little bit, and then I'll play How Great Thou Art.
Wow.
Okay, sounds good. You're in for a treat, guys.
Oh, listen to you. You're a wonderful cheerleader for me, you know that? By the way, I have to tell you something about Lisa. Before we moved here, when I was hired here, we live 60 miles away. So one of the places that let us stay on Saturday night, so we didn't have to make that trip, was we'd stay at Lisa's place. And one of the times I was there, she showed me her poems. See, that was 9 years ago. And you were writing poems for a long time.
Yeah.
And you had those. And so to put them into music makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
And I'll
thank
move
you.
To the piano.
Okay.
Well, let's have a listen, Rich.
Yes, sir. It's not sending.
Okay. We can get it later.
That's perfect. Right where it is.
She's sitting in
yeah,
front of the computer.
Perfect.
I'm in front of the piano, and here we go. Thank you. Yeah, the sound seemed to overwhelm the little microphone of the webcam a little bit. But the talent is undeniable, right, Rich?
Absolutely.
You're picking up on, Rich?
I'm hearing some Chopin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To Faith O'Brien, guest of Lisa Marie Nicole,
beautiful.
Simulcasting on the Four
Persons
Network.
Well,
you've
got a lot of fans out here now. When you watch this back, you'll see all the comments that people are making. That's beautiful. Everybody,
really?
Yeah, oh, nice. Everybody.
Very impressive,
that.
Right, Mitch?
Got a lot of fans.
Very much so.
Well, that's nice. That's nice. I thank God that I can still play. You know, I don't mind saying I was born 4/4/44, so last Thursday was my 80th birthday.
Yes, I told everybody.
How can I be 80? How can I be 80? But the thing is, I can still play, and my mind is still good. And
that's pretty neat to be born on 4/4/44.
Yeah, it is.
And I thank God every day. Every day you got to thank Him for your blessing.
That's right. Well, getting into that, can you tell me how God has impacted your life? Has helped you with music?
Oh, I think just in general, my gosh. I mean, he gave me the ability, you know, to play the piano. He gave me the talent I was able to study with some very nice teachers. But I think he allows me to share my faith with people. And that's one of the things that I really love to do. Anytime I hear somebody say that they're Baptist, I say, oh, well, I was raised Baptist, but I'm Catholic now, and this is why.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is, I didn't have to turn loose of anything that I learned as a child in all the different Protestant churches that I went to. There's just so much more with the Catholic Church. But I really appreciate all the things that I learned in Sunday school, and I was playing the piano for Sunday school starting in when I was 10 years old, and then started playing for church. It was interesting because I was only, I think, about 12 years old, and the guy came to sing at church, and he needed to have the music put down, and they didn't know how to do that. So he came and got me out of Sunday school and said, well, could you play this for him in D flat? I said, sure. So I accompanied him for church and went back to Sunday school.
Oh, just so you know, Janet Geisling's on here from the choir, and she said happy birthday.
Hi, Janet. How are you?
She said happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Janet. We're praying that she'll be back. You're one of our wonderful altos.
Yes.
And she's undergoing some rough things right now some you know, physical problems. But yeah, but we're all praying for you, and
we
intend to see you back.
She said thank you. I wanted to ask you something before. Do you plan on doing any? Do you plan on publishing any more books?
Well, no. This is the one I wanted to publish. That I wanted to talk about that because I wanted to say that education can be good. It can be very, very good. And I just I'm hoping that you know I can do some more still to help with education.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a break for a few minutes. I'm going to play my song, Just Believe.
Okay.
This is one of my number one songs I wrote for Easter. I play this during Easter season, and it's still up there in the top of my number one song. So this is Just Believe. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay.
Amazing song, right, Rich?
Very much so.
The storms of life wash you ashore. Don't think you can go on anymore. There's a God above. He has a plan. He'll be there to hold your hand.
Lighters in the air. I agree. Wow.
That was my song, Just Believe. That song is available everywhere you stream music.
Yay. Thank you. And you know what I like about that is that it's in a major key. A lot of your songs are minor, and I think I mentioned to you that I wanted to hear more that were in the major key,
mm-hmm.
and had more of a melody to them, that's why this is a nice one.
What is she saying there, Rich? Why don't you explain?
Thank you.
Well, a major key would generally be like
the 23rd song.
A D or
that's a wonderful one.
A G or a C, as opposed to a minor key, which might have sharps and flats.
The Lord is my shepherd. We sing
the black keys.
Okay.
Yeah, and
everything else. I know you lived in Chicago. When you grew up, is there like a favorite place or a favorite church there that you went to that impacted your life as a Christian, like growing up?
We went to the local church, Glenwood. I grew up in Glenwood, and we went to the Glenwood Bible Church, and that was, you know, that was nice. I have wonderful memories from growing up in the different churches and things like that. I was born in El Paso, Texas.
That's right.
And then my dad was transferred to the Grand Canyon, so I lived there for 6 months. And
I love the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. My mom and I used to take trips down on Kaibab Trail, and I'd want to go farther. And she'd say, yeah, but we're going down while we're fresh. You have to go, you're tired to go back up. So we stop after about a quarter of a mile, and we have our lunch, and she was right. I could barely make it back up.
And they have the donkeys, too. You could rent the donkeys to go down there?
Yeah, my parents went down on the mules down to Phantom Ranch at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. They went one time and one another time, and they told me when I got older that I could go do that. So when I turned 21, I went and took that mule ride down, and well, I'll tell you, it's only about a foot wide, some of those trails going down the, you know, down the canyon, then Phantom Ranch at the bottom, and then you come back the next day. Those mules are really, really something.
How long did you live there for?
6 months at the Grand Canyon. And then we moved to Park Forest, Illinois. We were one of the first 200 families in that planned community of Park Forest.
Wow.
I went to the first kindergarten that they ever had there too. And then we moved to Glenwood. I grew up in Glenwood, Illinois. So,
well, I probably know this answer, but is there a time in your life when you doubted God, or is there a time in your life when you needed God the most?
Well, I think all of us, you know, from time to time, we say, ooh, is there a God? But, you know, there's just so much basis for believing in God.
Amen.
You know, I mean, creation screams creator. And
you know, sometimes I don't think we doubt intellectually that there is a God, but I think we've all gone through those times of desolation where we feel like, where are you, Lord? Are you hearing my prayers? Have you? There are times when we feel like He's not there for us.
And was there a time in your
and
life
that's,
that you wanted
just when he's drawing us closer to him?
When you were a child, did you want to do this, or was there something else you wanted to do growing up?
Well, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a teacher, and that's always what I wanted to do, and so I think even now what I'm doing with the choir, I'm a teacher for the choir, and then teaching the piano students. Teaching is something I always wanted to do. That was my goal. And it's interesting because my classmates in high school thought I went and just majored in music because I'd play for all the choirs all through school and everything. And they said, oh, no, I wanted to teach something where I could make my living at it and then do music, what I wanted to do with music.
That's great. People are asking if you have any CDs available or anything.
I do have a couple professional CDs that I have made, yes.
Because a couple of people on there are asking for anything you have.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I have two CDs. One of them was a concert that I did, but the first CD is called Classic Gold, because when this gentleman, Larry Scarborough, came down to Florida, he's a third cousin of Kate Smith. He has that same huge voice box, and he asked me to be his accompanist, so we did concerts all over the place, and we put together a professional, very nice professional CD, so I do have that.
Oh, you do have them. Okay.
Yeah, so they could, I can tell you how they could get them, and, you know, we could do that.
Yeah, let me know when I talk to you and the people that you're asking for them. I'll let them know how they can get them.
Okay.
Let me see if there's any, before I ask a couple more, see if anybody has any more questions. You have a lot of people on here tonight watching, so I'm trying to.
I enjoy watching and putting in messages, too, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't want to forget anybody. Let me see. I try to, like, to get people's questions in, too, that like to ask you. All right, yeah, she wants, what book? What book, Rich? Oh, he found your book on Amazon.
Yeah, it's on Amazon.
Yeah, it's on Amazon. She has it. I have it, too. It's a good book.
Yeah. It's not too long, but
the book is called Dead or in Jail.
I don't understand why all these schools have to be, you know, not teaching like they are.
Yeah, she does everything.
Well, now, it's interesting, after I taught English, and I did music at the same time as English, you know, but I became a publisher's representative, so I got to know schools all over Illinois, and especially schools all over Chicago, and boy, you go to schools and you could tell that there was learning going on there and other schools where it was just a mess.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be that way.
No, it shouldn't be. Did you ever do anything else besides that?
Teaching and being a publisher's rep, that was really interesting. I started out with a small private company, and I had all of Illinois. And then I was hired from them by Scott Forsman. And then after a couple of years of Scott Forsman, they were bought by Addison Wesley. And then that conglomerate was bought by Prentice Hall. So I ended up retiring from Prentice Hall.
Wow. Richard wants to know, as an English teacher, what is your grammatical pet peeve?
I think when people don't spell your correctly.
That question from you, Richard?
I tell people,
yes.
Why are you a pest of fear?
Yeah. And that's one. But with my children, I didn't say, oh, no, it's this. I would tend to say, oh, you and so-and-so. You know, I would say it right rather than saying you did it wrong. But I think one of my pet peeves is for people to correct people. I think, you know, leave them alone.
Oh, yeah. My mother's the queen at correcting people. I didn't say that out loud, did I?
That's what you wanted to ask.
Yeah. Good question, Richard. Ask him what his pet peeve is.
What is it?
Oh, I'm sure he's got a lot. Rich, what are your pet peeves? She wants to know what yours are. I have it too. Well, Janet, she has your book. I'm trying to answer everybody. When you go back on and replay this, you'll see all the comments, and you can answer these people too.
Oh, okay.
My mother correcting me? Is that what that's supposed to be? I can't understand what that says.
I think what he says, he didn't like that his mother corrected him, and that's one thing I didn't do. I didn't go correcting my kids.
Yeah.
My cat is playing with my happy birthday balloon.
No. So you have, so you live in Florida now.
Happy birthday.
Yep, that's your balloon.
And the cat was messing with it.
Yeah, she's got two cats that are so cute.
Sisters, yeah. They're good.
So you live in Florida now, and you lived in different areas, didn't you? You lived in different areas of Florida.
Yeah, well, I inherited my parents' house in Leesburg, so that's where I lived. And then when Father Sean wanted a music director, he contacted St. Tim's in the Villages, because I had been summing for Bill Doherty there at that huge St. Tim's. It's huge, 1,000, concert grand piano, 5 manual organ. So he said, she lives 60 miles away, but you got to get Faith O'Brien to be your music director. So that's how that happened.
Yeah, and that was 10 years ago, right?
It'll be 10 years in October. I can't believe it. So it seems like it's only been a couple of years.
Yeah, she's and she plays the organ and the piano at church.
Yeah.
So it's really good, the different times that you played at different times, different masses and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And,
Spanish Mass, I play the piano for that.
Yeah, Spanish Mass.
The accordion, like for Holy Thursday, the accordion player, Gene, was there. And so I played the piano for that because he listens to what I'm doing on the piano and does that on the accordion. He's got an amazing ear.
Angie wants to know, what has been the inspiring force that drives you besides God? What else?
I've just always been one who wants to just do the best. You know, get A's and get, you know, win prizes and win contests and stuff. And kind of the person who wants to get everything right.
Well, you know, I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Always entering contests and always winning things, so I understand.
Yeah. In high school, I played Russell's in Spring for the music contest in high school, state music contest, and I won the silver medal. I was supposed to go on to the national, and my music, choir director forgot to enter me in the national. So, But I did win a Midwest a gospel music playing.
That's a pretty big oversight by her music director, right? And,
oh, yeah. That today, that would be malpractice.
That's good. Well, I know your favorite song, church liturgical, is Alleluia, Sing to Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
What is your favorite? What's your favorite contemporary song?
I like some of your stuff.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah.
Now, what about playing? What's your favorite song to play? Do you have a favorite song that you play?
Yeah, I just popular songs. I mean, something like Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
I was just going to say that.
Well, that's the number one song of the last 100 years. So, you know, why go farther than that? That's one I love to play. It Had to Be You. I love to play, and I love to play opera music. One of the things I really love to play is the Grand March from Aida. That's a lot of fun.
We want to hear Somewhere Over the Rainbow, right? Don't we, Rich?
Yes.
I'm going to prompt her.
Brian wants to know if you could play it. Can you play it?
Sure. Only of Bambino Caro?
Yeah.
Sure.
Brian wants you to play it. All right.
Okay. I think it's the prettiest tune ever written.
That's good.
Can you see it?
Yeah. You're fine. Play Somewhere Over the Rainbow also. Thank you.
that song and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas will always be identified with Judy
That's
Garland.
Beautiful. Everybody
yes,
wants
they will.
To hear Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
And here I was shaking my head like she could see me.
We had a very special cocktail party and they asked her to play.
You never know, Rich. You never know.
Mr. Danny Newman, he's kind of Mr. Lyric Opera of Chicago. And he'd been there for all 50 years. And when I finished, he said, Brava! And we have a cat playing with the bass of the thing here. Go. Okay. So,
yeah,
you could hear what he really likes.
Okay.
Animals that are walking across the stage, horses and elephants and all that kind of thing. They all parade across the stage during this piece.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Are you working on any more songs that you want to learn to play?
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of things. I have a whole stack of things I want to learn. And so Chopin's 19th prelude. Anybody who knows that, the hands go opposite from each other, just all over the place. I used to be able to play that, and I had to get that back.
Is that a difficult piece to play, technically, Richard?
Yeah.
Very much so, because your hands are going opposite directions.
Well, you got people.
Oh, really?
You got people here that want to learn how to replay the keyboard and piano now. So you got people wanting to play.
Yeah. Well, I tell people that reading music is really not that hard. because it's a two-dimensional language. Mm-hmm. It's how high and low do you go and how long do you hold it. That's all there is to it. I mean, I can teach somebody to read music, printed music in two, three lessons, because it really is, you look and you say, does it go up? Does it go down? And you go up and down on the piano. And how long do you hold it? That's all. It's very simple.
Yeah, and I'm still learning myself. I mean, still, when I get a chance with the keyboard.
But that's what I taught you, and that really helped, because you can see what's going on. Yeah.
Yeah, I still got to learn. It's very hard when you're first learning, because you got to know hand placement and everything. I remember you used to yell at me all the time when I was using the wrong fingers. Because
you got to have whatever fingers will get you from where you are to where you want to go.
So yeah.
If you start with your fifth finger and you got to go up, you're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's good. So, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I think I really, my father was such an amazing person. He started as a busboy in the Fred Harvey house, and then they transferred to the dining cars. He worked all the way up. Then he was a steward, a supervisor, and he ended up his career being in charge of like 800 people on the train, everybody on the Santa Fe except the engineer and conductor. And I think that's amazing. And he only went through eighth grade, and then he started working at the Harvey House across from their farm there in Kansas. And, gradually worked up. And he managed to get his GED before I graduated from high school.
Wow.
So he read a lot. He read very widely. He really knew a lot about Lincoln and the Civil War. And he could take, if anybody knows how to do this, tell me. You could give him two-digit numbers and he could just add them just like that, like a machine. And I wish I had asked him before he died how he did that. I mean, how do you do that? You know, give him, these numbers like that. He's been taught by his boss back when he first started.
Don't ask me. I'm bad at math. I always was.
Yeah.
But you're, I know you have a daughter in Chicago, right?
Uh-huh.
And,
yeah.
And I know you go there once in a while to visit her, so.
Yeah.
And
she comes down. They come down around the Christmas time.
Yeah, she's very nice. I met her.
Yeah.
And I know you, she posted a billboard for you in Van Allen.
Yeah, over in 200, the south side of Gateway Plaza, that huge digital bulletin board said, on for my birthday, one of the messages, because, about 12 messages to keep going over, and it said, happy 80th face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, she texted it to me. It was awesome. It was on the billboard. Happy 80th birthday.
Yeah.
But that's great.
My 60th up north. She did it for her brother's 40th birthday. Okay.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really glad that you came on. I'm sure everybody else is. You got a lot of good feedback, of good comments, and you can answer these people when
Very
you get a
good.
Chance.
Yeah.
Everybody loved your mini concert that you did. And I learned some things about you that I didn't know either, so it was really good. And don't forget, everybody, you can go back and watch this at the beginning, and please share this link to everyone you know to get, so everybody can listen to Faith and listen to her music and her story and how inspiring everything is. And I'm really, like I said, I'm glad that you came on, and I'll see you tomorrow at church.
Okay.
I'm just going to say my music prayer. I'm going to say my music prayer real quick. Go ahead.
Yeah.
What do you say?
I'll give you back your jacket, too.
Oh, yeah. So this is my music prayer I say at the end of my shows. Lord, thank you for the gift of music, a universal language that transcends barriers. Help us to use it to glorify your name, to find solace during times of distress, and to celebrate your goodness in times of joy. May our hearts always be instruments playing the melody of your love and faithfulness. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like a copy of that. Can you give me a copy of that?
Yes, I knew you would. We could probably do this at choir practice.
Yeah.
We should probably
yeah.
do this one. Yeah, because it's a music prayer. I will. I'll get you a copy of it.
Give me a copy of it. I really like it. Yeah. Well, that would be. We can open choir practice on Thursday with that.
Yes. But I thank you once again for coming on. I'm going to stay on for a few minutes and just say a couple of things.
Okay.
So,
bye.
Have a good night. I'll talk to you later. God bless
you. God bless you.
All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed Faith O'Brien. She's a very interesting person. She's a good, beautiful pianist. I'm sure you guys saw that. I just want to mention a couple of things. May 4th podcast, which is next month, I had to reschedule James Fincham because he's having some family emergencies. So he will tell me when he's going to rebook that again, and I'll have him on again. I have a lot of people that are interested in this show now. I have a waiting list right now of people that want to be on. So next month, I have Larry Wilter and Robert McBain, and they are very good friends of mine. They're local people, and they were on a radio station, and they're musicians, and they're also authors. And they said they would come on for the May slot. So you're going to love them. They are great people, and they are going to play some music. They're going to play their instruments and talk about their book. And I'm going to make their flyer. And I'm going to make their flyer and put it out there and the video so you guys could follow them on Facebook and my YouTube channel. Also, my new song, I'm sure you guys all know, United We Stand, was released this past week, and it's doing very well. I am so
And it's an amazing
so
song.
To say how many people from New York City have downloaded this song already. It's amazing. The video will be out Monday. I am releasing this video on Monday, and I have so many people that contributed to this video, and Faith is also in this with the choir. I have them in there, and it's an unbelievable video that I put together to honor all Americans and
Can't wait to see it.
The people that lost their lives on 9/11, and for this country in general, to try to bring unity back to this country again in everyone. So, just look for that video. It's going to be right here on my YouTube channel and my music page. And I ask you to please share it. I want this to go all throughout the United States, this video. And I will tag everybody in it that contributed to it. And thank you very much for everyone that has watched my show, supported my podcast and my music. And thank you, everyone that's on here tonight. If I didn't get a chance to answer all your questions, I'm sorry. I tried the best I could, but I think I got everybody's questions in. So I want to just wish you guys a blessed week, and I'll see you again. Don't forget, come back here May 4th and for another great show. And thank you, Faith, again for coming on. Everybody have a blessed week. And this is Lisa Marie Nicole, Rockin' for God, signing off.
Amen.
Amen.
Any closing
amen.
Comments, Rich?
I just think it was a really great show. I think it's wonderful that she knows you and I well enough that she has a little banter back and forth with us during her show.
Yeah, that's...
That just speaks volumes to the person she is.
Yeah, it does. So you want to end with a Lisa Marie Nicole song?
Yeah, let's do.
This is one I'm really proud of. I'm really think it's neat because this is a compilation of me and her. I actually wrote the lyrics. This is Lisa on acoustic guitar and vocals, and me on pretty much everything else. And I think it came out really nice. And it, of course, is the theme song of the Four Persons Network, and we'll close with that. And God bless you, Rich. Until
God
next
bless
time.
You. I'll see you tomorrow, probably.
Yep. And here is the theme song of the Four Persons.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought it came out really nice. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. God bless you, brother.
All right.